Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 413 for Monday, June 1st. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were sharply higher Monday morning as concerns mounted over weekend frost that occurred in parts of the prairies. One expert said leaf damage was nearly certain, but that it can take up to 3 to 4 days to know for sure. Many parts of Western Canada are also extremely dry right now, which is causing additional concerns. ICE canola was anywhere from $11 to $12 higher, with the most active July contract up $12.50, checking in at $485.30 per ton. Chicago soy oil was sharply higher, which was supportive for canola values. The Canadian dollar was lower against its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international marketplace. The EPA's proposal on Friday that higher limits of biodiesel be introduced in the U.S. was also bullish for vegetable oil, including canola. However, there are ideas that canola is overpriced and due to hit some resistance from a chart standpoint, profit-taking is also likely. World soy stocks are extremely large, which cap the gains. U.S. soybeans and soy meal were lower, which also dragged down values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 4 to 5 cents lower, with the July contract checking in at $9.28 a bushel. Weather conditions across much of the U.S. Midwest are favorable for soybean development. It also allowed many farmers to complete their seeding over the weekend. A labor disruption in Argentina is over, dashing hopes that international buyers would shy away from South America and instead turn to the U.S. for their soybean supplies. Reports that China's economy is contracting also drag down prices. Corn was little changed, with the May contract sitting at $3.51 per bushel. Markets have been feeling a recent amount of pressure from Friday's biofuels report. The EPA revised its 10-year plan for ethanol. Targets will still increase in the years to come, but not as much as the industry was forecasting. Weather conditions have also been largely beneficial in recent days for this year's crop. U.S. wheat was higher, with the July contract up 9 cents at $4.86 per bushel. Recent flooding in parts of the U.S. Southern Plains was supportive for prices. Traders are also positioning themselves ahead of this week's USDA crop report. Commercials will be closely monitoring the protein counts in Texas and Oklahoma, which were hit hard by wet weather. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, June 1st, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.